بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. أما بعد respected علماء كرام, elders and dear brothers in Islam, a few months back we began reciting the dua اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان, that, O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban. Let us see the month of Ramadan. And we went through the month of Rajab, wherein Allah had blessed this ummah with salah, to connect the slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah gave us Sha'ban, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, the 15th night, to wash and purify our hearts, to cleanse ourselves, a night of tawbah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted our dua. Allah brought us to the month of Ramadan, and now we find ourselves at the culmination, at the end of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed us to witness another Mubarak month of Ramadan. And at this moment, there should be feelings, mixed feelings found within us, that sadness that the Mubarak month of Ramadan is leaving us, and happiness at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted great promises at the culmination of the month of Ramadan. But at the same time, we should think of the ahadith and the warnings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, that how unfortunate is that person who finds the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven in the month of Ramadan. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَمَتَى أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that if he is not forgiven in the month of Ramadan, then فَمَتَى, when will he be forgiven? When will he be ever forgiven? Because this is a month of Allah's special mercy, a month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special forgiveness. So at this moment we have to think and we have to ponder, that did we secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now from the ahadith we learn that after many good deeds, Allah ta'ala forgives our sins. We make wudu, with the washing of every limb, our sins are forgiven. Person makes wudu at home, comes to the masjid, every step he takes, Allah forgives his sins. From one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, a person's sins are forgiven. But ulama mentioned that these sins which are forgiven after the culmination of good deeds, these refer to a person's minor sins. What about those major sins that are found in a person's life? Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions, At-tawbatu wajibatun min kulli dhanb. That tawbah and repentance is necessary, is compulsory from every sin that a person has made. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that, O believers, turn to Allah in tawbah and repentance. All of you make tawbah so that you may be successful. And in one verse Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا, that all believers turn to Allah in repentance, a sincere repentance. And from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ila Allah, wastaghfiru, fa inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marra. That all people turn to Allah in repentance, seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily I seek the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala 100 times a day, and in one narration 70 times, ulama mentioned to show a large amount. But what is the meaning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking forgiveness? This is to teach us the ummah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'soom, protected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every sin, from every type of evil, but ta'aleemu hadhi al-ummah, to teach us that, oh my ummah, if I am doing it so much, you, al-insanu murakkabun min al-khata'i wal-nisyan, kullu bani adama khata'un, we are full of faults, we are full of mistakes, how much more tawbah, how much more istighfar, we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, need to engage in constantly on a daily basis. So very quickly, a few aspects with regards to tawbah. One is tawbah, one is istighfar. Istighfar means to seek forgiveness for our past sins. Whatever we've done in the past, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And then we come to the aspect of tawbah. And the reality of tawbah is an-nadam, nadama, is regret. That a person must have regret in his heart over committing that sin, over disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, to have a firm intention in his heart not to return to that sin. So alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has come. Many of us have made tawbah constantly throughout the month. Many of us have abstained from those sins that we would normally engage in. But now, that niyat has to be made in the heart, that azam, that I will not return to the sin in the future. The ulama mentioned that there are certain conditions for the acceptance of tawbah. The first is that a person must come out of that sin. A person must have regret over that sin. And a person must have that firm intention, azam and irada, that he will not return to that sin in the future. But this is with regards to hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about hukukul ibad, the rights of insan? So we may have made tawbah during the month of Ramadan, but we have to think about the rights of our fellow human beings. That when it comes to the rights of insan, and we learn through the month of Ramadan, the different etiquettes, the social etiquettes, business dealings, etc., that those around us have rights. And if we have usurped any person's rights, we have stole from a person, done a person down, or we have slandered, made riba of a person, we have done wrong to people, then we have to rectify our affairs with the people. We have to ask them for forgiveness. We have to return what's rightfully somebody else's. This is part of the condition of the acceptance of our tawbah. Sometimes we owe a person money. For a long time we're not paying that person back. And we have the means to pay it back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. The one who has the means is not paying back his debt. That this is oppression. الظُلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And oppression will be darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. So to pay back what we owe to other people, and if we have in our hearts some sort of malice, some sort of rancor, some sort of issues with different human fellow human beings, Muslims around us, then we need to rectify those affairs. Yes, sometimes a person will, something will happen, something nasty can occur. Sharia allows us 3 days and then sort your affairs out. In some narrations it's mentioned that a person who cut himself off his brother for an entire year, then this is likened to murder in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, but we have to rectify our affairs with our fellow human beings, ask them for maaf, and sort out our affairs before our affairs are sorted out. So that is with regards to the acceptance of tawbah. Then when a person makes tawbah, how happy does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become? In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and has drawn a parable and has told us that Allah ashaddu farham bi tawbati 'abdihi hina yatubu ilayh, that Allah becomes more happy when his servant turns to him in tawbah than that person. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example. He says there's a person traveling, and on his conveyance he has his food, his drink, his belongings. He's in the middle of the desert, fanfalatat, and then his conveyance disappears. It goes away. And now that person is in the middle of the desert with no communication with any person, no food, no drink, nothing whatsoever. In a state of despondency, he goes and lies under a tree, probably waiting for death to overcome him. And in that condition, suddenly he sees his conveyance returning with all of his belongings. Now the ecstasy that a person feels at that time, how happy a person feels at that time that his belongings has returned to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah becomes more happy when the slave turns to him in tawbah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, that this person in his state of intense ecstasy, he doesn't even know what he is saying, he goes out and he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. Akhta'a min shiddatil farhi. Out of intense happiness, he makes this mistake. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is drawing our attention to this fact that Allah ta'ala is waiting for us to turn to him. Allah says, fafirru ila Allah, wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Hasten towards the forgiveness of your Rabb. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is waiting. And a person should never ever lose hope that his sins are so much, that he is a person who is very far away from Allah Ta'ala. This being the month of Ramadan, the month of mercy, the last few moments, person should keep his full hope on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That oh my servants who have wronged themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Allah forgives all sins. And in one narration, in a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that Yabna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني لغفرت لك. That oh son of Adam, even if your sins has to reach the skies, that so much of sins you have, and you come to me, you seek you seek forgiveness from me, then I will forgive you. Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, even if you come to me بقراب الأرض خطايا, with an earth load of sin, so much of sin you committed, but you meet me without making shirk, then remember that I will meet you with the same amount of forgiveness and even more than that. So that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mercy, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, encompasses everything. So a person should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. The famous incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith of a person from the previous ummah. He murdered 99 people. And then he comes to somebody, a worshipper, a rahib, and he asked him, هَلَّهُ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ. Is there any way of tawbah for me? Can I come out of this? So the person tells him no. He kills that person. He makes it 100. Then he goes to a person who is an alim. And as the teachers us, that he went to an alim, a Rabbani, a person who was connected with Allah Ta'ala. And those people who are connected with Allah Ta'ala, they will connect the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person, he came to the alim, the Rabbani, and the alim told him that yes, who can come between you and your tawbah? Who can come between you and your tawbah? You go, leave this land of where you are and go to a certain land where they are the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go and stay with them. That will be your tawbah. And this person embarks on this journey. And we also learn from this that the environments that we choose, that to go in the environment of the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to move away from the environment and association with those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person, he goes on this journey. And while he is on this journey, halfway he passes away. Then the angels of adab, the angels of rahmah, both come up by this person and they begin to discuss and they begin to argue that who will take the ruh at the soul of this person. So the angels of adab say, I will take it because this person has never done a good deed in his life. The angels of mercy say, no, he was going as a person making tawbah in that direction. So Allah Ta'ala sent another angel to judge between them, and that angel says that measure the distance between the two lands. Whichever land that person is closer towards, he will be regarded from amongst those people. And when they measured, it was found that he was closer to the land where he was going to, where he was going for his tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven him. So my respected elders and brothers, there is hope for every person. And at the same time, every person is aware of those sins which are stopping him from getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being the last few moments of Ramadan, we should capitalize and ask Allah ta'ala to take those sins out of our lives. Maybe we didn't do it the entire month of Ramadan, but in the back of the head, the mind, it's there, the thought is there that after Eid, I will go back to this. So a person should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. Remember that we cannot stay away from the disobedience of Allah without the special mercy and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam mentions, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That I cannot stay away from the sin, or I cannot, that the nafs continuously invites a person, commands a person towards the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, illa ma rahima rabbi, but that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that special mercy of Allah. So ulama mentioned that the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they had the rahmati khassa, the special mercy of Allah, hence the Anbiya alayhimus salam were ma'asum and protected from sin. But we as well, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power to stay away from sin, to do any good, except with the power and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to draw that power and that protection from Allah ta'ala and ask Allah that at the time when the desire is coming to permit the sin, O Allah, then at that time grant us your remembrance so that we abstain and we have the fear and we do not fall into your disobedience. So a person needs to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg for Allah ta'ala for that special protection. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, he used to always mention to his murid, and he used to say to them that at the time of committing or desire to commit that sin, always think to yourself, what if my mouth has to come to me at this time? What if while I'm committing this sin, disobeying Allah in such a place with such people, my mouth has to come? What disgrace. That would be a deterrent for a person from falling into the sin. Alama ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, a great scholar who passed away in the year 620 Hijri. He mentions a beautiful incident of the tawbah of a young boy in his kitab, Kitab al-Tawabin. He says that Wahab ibn Munabbi rahimahullah, he narrates that in the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, there was a young boy. And this boy was an excessive sinner. Every sin he committed, and he became a nuisance for the people of the town. So the people expelled him and they chased him away from that town. They said, go away from here, you cannot live with us. So this boy, he goes out of the town. And he goes and he stays in some ruined building, continuing with his life. And one day Musa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala reveals to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, that inna waliyam min awliya'i hadarahu al-maut. That one of my friends is about to pass away. Go to him, see to his janazah, see to his ghusl, and make an announcement to the people that those who have committed a lot of sin should come for this janazah, you will also be forgiven. So Musa alayhi salam goes, and this boy, when he comes, and all the people come, they see it is this very same boy. So the people exclaim to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that هذا هو الفاسق الذي أخرجناه, that this is that fasiq, that transgressor, who we have chased away from our land. This is that very same boy, and you are telling us that he is a close wali of Allah Ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam was perplexed. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, yes, what the people are saying is true. He is that very same boy who committed so much of sins in his life, but close to his death, he found himself in a ruined building. He looked to his right, he looked to his left, he saw nobody but himself, feeling humiliated, feeling disgraced. He turned to me in these words, and he said, إِلَهِ عَبْدٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِكْ غَرِيبٌ فِي بِلَادِكْ. He said, oh my Ilah, oh my Allah, I am a slave from your slaves. I am a stranger in your town, in your land. Oh Allah, if I knew that by you punishing me, it will increase your dominion in any way, or by you forgiving me, it will decrease your authority in any way, لَمَا سَأَلْتُكَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. I would never ask you for forgiveness. But oh Allah, I have heard that you have revealed that inni ana al-ghafurur rahim, that I am most forgiving, I am most merciful. So oh Allah, do not disappoint my hopes. And in that condition, he passed away. Allah Ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, that that person asking in that condition, a stranger, how could I have not answered his dua? In fact, even if he had to ask for all of the sinners of the world, I would have accepted his dua. So that incident, it teaches us a great lesson that no person is a write-off. No person should be looked down upon, because we don't know, as Hazrat teaches us, that that one quality that he may have in his life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may love. So, may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. And we should understand that a person who is a sinner in sharia, he is called a zalim. Hazrat teaches us that if you are zalim, then remember Allah is ghafir, ghafirul dhamb. Allah is the forgiver of sin. One who commits even more sins, then you call that person a zallam, one who commits excessive sin. But if we are zallam, then remember Allah is ghaffar, wa inni la ghaffarun liman tab. Allah forgives even more. And if you are a person who commits sins your entire life, you are filled with sins, then you are called zaloom, a great sinner. But if you are zaloom, remember Allah is ghafoor, innahu ghafoorun shakoor. Allah is the one who forgives in a great numbers. Allah forgives excessively. But not only Allah is ghafoor, Allah is shakoor. Allah appreciates, Allah becomes happy when you turn to Him in forgiveness. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ Allah is most loving. Allah Ta'ala's love will come to you when you turn to Him in forgiveness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Allah is غَفُور. Allah is Rahim as well. That when you turn to Allah in forgiveness, Allah's special mercy will come upon you. So we should ask Allah, وَعْفُ عَنَّا That, oh Allah, forgive us. أَيْ أُمْحُ آثَارَ ذُنُوبِنَا That, oh Allah, remove the effects of our sins. That all witnesses from this earth remove the effects of our sins. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا And, oh Allah, forgive us. بِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِظْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ By covering our evil deeds, that what we have committed in the past, cover it, oh Allah, and expose our beautiful deeds, our good. And وَرْحَمْنَا And shower your mercy upon us. تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْآلَاءِ مَا اسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِآفَانِ الْعِقَابِ That, oh Allah, bless us with your special bounties, although we are deserving of your punishment. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala in these words, and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And now when we come to the culmination of the month of Ramadan, then we should keep in mind that what should be the condition of our heart. Now we made tawbah. We turn to Allah in repentance. We engage in amal this entire month. Now at the end of the month of Ramadan, what was the condition of the Salaf al-Salihin? It is mentioned that Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that he says, "Kunu li qubul al-amal ashadd ihtimaman minkum bil-amal." That your condition should be that for the acceptance of the action, you should be more concerned than the action itself. And Alam Yasma, did you not read the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ So the Salaf al-Salihin, the pious, were always anxious that did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting my Ramadan? So that concern should come in the heart, that worry, that is all of my ibadat accepted? Is my Ramadan accepted? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he used to say on the night of Eid, that man hadha al-maqbool minna fanuhanniyahu, wa man hadha al-marhoom minna fanu'azziyahu. That who are those people who have been accepted by Allah Ta'ala from amongst us, that we may go to these people and we may congratulate them. And who are those people who are deprived in this month, that we can go to these people, console them, that you have lost a lot, and give those people consolement. So the Salaf, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, were concerned. Allama ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he mentions that kana Salaf yad'un Allah, that the Salaf used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months before the month of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala allow them to see the month of Ramadan. And then when the month of Ramadan would come, and the completion of the month of Ramadan, then they would make dua for 6 months, that Allah Ta'ala must accept the amal of the month of Ramadan. That this was the condition, that they had this fear and concern, that Allah Ta'ala must not reject the amal. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ wajila, their heart had that fear, that Allah Ta'ala should not make them from the mardood and the marhoom. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our month of Ramadan. Now at the end, what should we do? So we learn from our mashayikh, from Hazrat and from the ulama-i kiram, that at the end of every action, a person should give a lot of importance to istighfar. That when a person reads salah, when he completes his salah, then at the end he reads the dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, I have oppressed myself a great wrong. Now salah, what wrong have you done in salah? But the reality is that we are taught that the end of a'mal saliha, turn to Allah Ta'ala in forgiveness. Because what really is our ibadah? مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ That, oh Allah, we have not worshipped you as we ought to worship you. We have not recognized you as we ought to have recognized you in this entire month of Ramadan. We have not kept our fast as we have ought to have kept our fast. So turn to Allah Ta'ala in forgiveness. Allah mentions regarding the people, وَكَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ That those people at night, they sleep very little. And at the time of Sehri, they are engaging in istighfar. And when Aisha radiallahu anha asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is this referring to the sinners? No, this is referring to those who engage in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, but they have that worry and concern, and they're making istighfar that Allah Ta'ala must accept their sin. So these last few moments, engage in excessive istighfar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept our month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should culminate this month with perfect forgiveness and itq min al-nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. As Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, he used to write to the various people of the areas around him at the end of Ramadan, and he used to command them that end the month of Ramadan with istighfar and sadaqah. End the month of Ramadan with istighfar and sadaqah. Sadaqah means sadaqatul fitr, because this sadaqatul fitr, this is a purification for the fasting person from any form of futility or unbecoming aspect that he may have engaged in throughout his life. And the istighfar that a person will make at the end of the month of Ramadan, this will be like a patch to patch up all the holes. As-siyamu junnah, the fasting is a shield. But when a person engages in sin, then holes are created in that shield. So this istighfar will patch up all those shields. And then he would exhort and tell the people that kulu kama qala Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Say, like how Adam alayhi salam said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. That, oh my Rabb, oh our Rabb, forgive us, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, we will be from the losers. وَقُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ نُوحَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Say like how Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, that, oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, if you don't shower your mercy upon me, I will be from the losers. وَقُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ سَيِّدُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Say like how Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ That, oh Allah, I have hope that you will forgive my sins, my faults on the day of Qiyamah. And قُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ ذُنُّون عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Say like how Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That, oh Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Glory be unto you. Verily I am from the wrongdoers. So with that condition, a person should complete the month of Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Allah says, so that you may complete the amount, and then proclaim the greatness of your Rabb. That when the day of Eid comes, now you will recite the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you will engage in the proclaiming the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And so that you may show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the day of Eid comes. A person should remember that on this day is a day to express our gratitude to Allah, that He has forgiven us, that He has freed so many people from the fire of Jahannam. And it is a day of happiness. The ulama say that a person should show his happiness on this day. But in showing our happiness, we should not go in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In showing our shukr and gratitude to Allah, we cannot return to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the condition of Sahaba when they celebrated? Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, she says on the occasion of Fath Makkah, she came up a house which was on a hilltop. She looked into Masjidul Haram. And it is famous amongst the kings of the past that إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة. That when the kings enter a land and they conquer it, then they disgrace the people of that land. But when Sahaba had conquered Makkah Mukarrama, now she, what did she expect to see? She looked into the haram of Makkah and she was shocked. Some people making tawaf, some people in ruku, some people in sajda, some people crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the shukr of sahaba, that was the celebration of sahaba, that they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So on the day of Eid, let us not forget that those people, man kana ya'budu Ramadan, that person who worshipped Allah only for the month of Ramadan, then the month of Ramadan has come to an end. But those people who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inna Allah hayyun la yamut, Allah ta'ala is alive, Allah will be alive forever. So let us keep that in front of us, and let us remember that while in this world we have the day of Eid, the two Eids, the Eid of Jumu'ah, but in the Akhirat, in Jannah, the greatest Eid will be لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى, that when a person gets the beautiful sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala forgive us, may Allah accept our Ramadan, and may Allah grant us the highest stages of Jannah. Ameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.